How's it going?
Well, what would you like to accomplish here?
It's been a great experience so far. Really just trying to go out there, have fun. Met a lot of great guys, talked to a lot of good teams, and just trying to go out there and put my best foot forward.
What have they asked of you?
Yeah, it's been fun. Got to, show a little bit of your football knowledge, and I think that's been the best part of it, because it's been a while since you talk football and to talk with coaches who really know what they're doing, and get to show them that, hopefully you know what you're doing as well is a pretty cool experience. Yes, sir. Yeah, it was a fun part for me. I think it's just, some fundamental things, working on drops again, and, it's always good to keep repping those things and keep getting better all the time. Oh, it was great. It reminded me a lot of what I've done in college already. I've been, under three offenses, so that was helpful, as I've been through that. But, working with that staff, Coach Loggins, Coach Rags, and then Coach Fox of the Bears was unbelievable experience. Really fun just to get to know them for a week and then get to know all the good players there, too. It's been fun to see those guys around, and, enjoyed it. You got me. I mean, I don't really pay attention much to the stock. I just go out there and try to compete, be my best every day. So, whether they saw it there or when they saw it, or if they have seen, I'm just out here trying to get better and trying to be my best. Yeah, I think that's what I've heard a lot. Coach Canada, his name is definitely popular around here. A lot of guys appreciate what he did, what we did this year, and just seeing all the shifts in motion we did, all the the jet sweeps and the creative ways we ran some plays that are run, but we did it a little different, and it was successful for us. So it's pretty cool to see that. Yes, sir. Absolutely. I mean, like I said, playing in three different offenses, knowing that I can learn an offense extremely quickly and master an offense quickly, I think it's just going to help me. I've been in some pro-style systems as well, been under center, been in the huddle, and I've been no huddle as well. So I think I've done it all and ready to do that next level. I think just, little mechanical things. It's been fun to meet with some of the quarterback coaches here. They'll get more into the technical stuff with you. So to talk about some of those things and have some things that when I go back and work on for my pro day, I can work on those things will be really good. Mm-hmm. Can you say that one more time? Stood out. Yeah. First of all, that the offense, that was familiar to me. A lot of the concepts, a lot of even the language was really familiar to me. I'd heard it before. But the way they coached, I really, enjoyed just how detailed they were and how they could, be detailed but go through it quick as well. And we could cover a multitude of plays and reads and speak the same language and, still be productive. It was really helpful. I'm luckily, I don't have the job to evaluate. I have the job to play. So I just, go out and play my best. I'm extremely confident in myself. I think everybody here is, but that's what you have to be to play this position. So it's going to be fun to compete on Saturday and, obviously throughout the league too. Yes, sir. Boca Raton, Florida at XPE with Tony Villani and Kim Estrolli is my quarterback coach. And then Jeff Guerrero with ProSource Sports is my agent. Yeah. I've been throwing to a lot of guys I've never thrown with before in preparation for this. And, at the end of the day, I think it's just about being accurate, showing that you have the arm strength to make all the throws, even though I think they've seen that on the film. But to go out here and compete and do it again, I think there's a little difference when you see a quarterback throw in person than on film. I think I've noticed that. So hopefully I can, keep wowing scouts and the players and, personnel with the coaches that are here as well. The differences with the throwing? It's hard to explain, I guess, just how it comes off the hand. I know even, when I've grown up watching Drew Brees on TV, but then I've seen him play, in Jacksonville, it's just different. I don't know. There's something about it, and it's fun to watch. No, I never talked to him about the process. The most I talked to him, we share a facility, so we've thrown in the summer, and he kind of came up behind me and was giving us some help, you know, and some tips. But that's about the extent of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, so excited for James. You know, just getting to see him again is awesome, man. I think if you've been around him, he's a guy that just gravitates everybody towards him. And to see him and to see how far he's come and his progression, even since I saw him 2 months ago, is unbelievable. But to have all of us here as well, you know, six guys from Pitt, we've been trying to get a picture together, but the bad thing is that none of us are in the same place at the same time, so we didn't get it. And I think, you know, Dorian and Biz have already left, but it's good to see everybody here and to, you know, keep repping Pitt. I'm not sure. I don't try to compare myself really. I know, I guess, height-wise and things that there's some similarities, and Coach Narduzzi was around him, so I guess there's some off-the-field similarities as well. But I certainly respect him and admire what he's done, especially in the past few years, and what he stands for off the field. So that's a great comparison. Yes, sir. I think really I've always believed that, you know, even as a 4 or 5 year old kid, I hadn't decided between basketball and football yet there. But once I did in sixth grade, you know, wanted to play football, I think, you know, it's always been a dream. And but at the same time, you got to pinch yourself a little bit. You know, I've been talking to some of the guys, and you know, this is a dream, but to be here is a pretty awesome experience. Yeah, well, at Tennessee, you're right. I mean, it was tough, but I wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I think the experience I went through there and the adversity I had to overcome has made me the player I am right now, and I think it's going to help me succeed in the future as well. So I just see it as extremely valuable. And going to Pitt, I mean, that transition, I think transition's always tough, you know. Different teams have different dynamics, so you got to go in there and earn your stripes and become one with the unit. So luckily I had some good teammates that would help me do that as well. But, you know, it's just an awesome experience. And then to have the success we did as well, just a huge blessing from God, really. And just to see God's movement, I think, through it was awesome for me. Yeah, Coach Chaney, Jim Chaney was recruiting me at Tennessee my freshman year when I redshirted, and they got let go, and he went to Arkansas. And then right when I graduated from Tennessee, could make a move, he was going to Pitt. So it was kind of a perfect transition for us. Oh, he just made it all about ball. I mean, it wasn't about, you know, the maybe extracurriculars, I guess, or the media or anything like that. It was just all about football, and he let you go out there and have fun and play. And he brought back, I think, not that I didn't have lost a passion for the game, but he brought it to the whole team where everybody just loves to go out there and compete and play, and to be in that type of environment was certainly helpful. Yes, sir. I mean, you know, it obviously didn't feel good. That's not how I envisioned coming out for my first start. It certainly meant a lot to me being from Florida. But like I said before, I mean, I wouldn't have it any other way. Overcoming that adversity, it just made me stronger. And really, I think it's what's going to get me through and make me successful in the NFL as well. Yeah, I think looking back at it, it certainly is. And, you know, talking to some of the guys here, it's been cool to have that. It meant a lot to me. I mean, you know, he talked about the Florida game just now, but to come kind of full circle with that was certainly pretty awesome for me. And to go into Death Valley when nobody really believed, nobody at all believed in us except for us. And we came off a tough loss the week before versus Miami. So for our team to come together the way they did and for all of us to perform the way that we did, that was pretty awesome. What's that? Yeah, we've talked, and I've talked to Mitch about our game. I'm still, you know, a little hurt about that one too, and they beat us by 1 point. So it's been cool, you know, to see a lot of ACC guys here as well. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. To be honest, I try not to listen to all the projections and things because I think I can't control that. And I know I can't control that. So I go out there and just try to get better every day. I've been working in, you know, Boca Raton, Florida. So just trying to improve upon little things as much as I can because it's a competitive league. So once you get in the league, you better be ready to play. I have. I've heard of Kirk Cousins, certainly. And Coach Narduzzi coached him, so that's where I've heard it, I think, the most is from him when he's talking to me.
So he's been saying it
all year? All year, certainly, yes, sir. Yeah, yeah.
You talked about the Odyssey game. What does that mean to you here, do you think? I mean, for veterans school is going to be a player, but I mean,
for sure. You know, I think, yeah, you're absolutely right. You want to win games, and that's the ultimate measure of a quarterback. We didn't win the championship this year, but to win some of the games that we did with Clemson, Penn State, you know, a couple of those were big wins for us and meant a lot to us and meant a lot to me as well. So I think it's helpful to come here and have that under your belt. Yeah, I think it's just natural too. But you meet with so many teams, it's like, oh, I think that could be a good fit. Well, maybe that could be a good fit. So there's a lot of teams that excite you, but just to play in the NFL, period. I mean, what an opportunity and experience, and certainly been a dream of mine for a long time. Really, just the overcoming adversity, having some tough skin, and I think as a quarterback is absolutely necessary to that nothing's going to phase your confidence. And I think from there, like, really nothing phased my confidence. Nothing has, even when I throw an interception, whatever may happen, we have a loss. Nothing's going to phase my confidence, and I think that's one of the ultimate, attributes and traits that a quarterback needs. We had some, you know, a good lengthy play call. We had to shorten it down a little bit because we had so many shifts and motions to say beforehand. So we tried to shorten down the whole play, but yeah, it'd be lengthy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yep, that was all me. Yeah, I've seen, I guess, a little bit that he might or he doesn't know. I don't know, but. I certainly talked to them a little bit, formal interviews, but, I know Dan Rooney a little bit, so to see him around just because I saw him at the facility a lot was pretty cool. It was great to be around those coaches and to see him already again throughout this week has been pretty cool. And just to learn so much from them and that certain things were familiar as well. That was helpful, and to speak the same language and to get to see some cut-ups of how those NFL guys are doing the same plays and to picture yourself doing that same thing are pretty awesome. Great. I think he's a great guy, and I certainly enjoyed getting to know him. And he's extremely smart, too. I mean, talk about a sharp guy that really knows football and knows the details of it. That's what I enjoyed most about, you know, picking up the little things that he was talking about with nuances of defenses. Was pretty cool. Yeah, I haven't had too much. I think probably I would assume they got enough. But, you know, I saw the trainers when we were doing the medical stuff, so that was cool to say hi to them as well. I did, yes, sir. Yes, sir. That was helpful. It went great. Enjoyed getting to know Andy Reid and, all their coaches, Coach Mathai and Nagy, and it was really fun and really enjoyed it. Sir? Yes, sir. I've met with the Jets a little bit, and, it was good to kind of talk some football, and, one of the Coach Bates, I guess, had some familiarity with Tennessee, so we talked a little bit about that too. The Bills, yes, sir. Yep, it's a lot of the quarterback coaches, and it's kind of hard to keep track. But yes, sir. That was fun. I think, some of our coaches were kind of stressing a little bit. It probably wasn't too fun for them, but it was certainly something I don't know if I've ever been a part of. I guess nobody's been a part of it before. I think I only had 9 completions and we scored 71 points. It was pretty wild. Guys just, catching the ball and running and, you know, scoring a lot. So it was kind of wild being a part of it, and I didn't know what to think, but just kept going out there and trying to score every time we could. Yeah, I think, first of all, I think I'm a great leader. You know, I care about my teammates, and they know that, and they know that, you know, above all, I just want to win more than anything. So I think, you know, I'm a great leader. Then, you know, throwing the ball wise, I think I have great accuracy, great anticipation, which I think separates definitely at this level. And then I'm a great decision maker as well. So I think those are things that are really important in this league. Yeah, I think, okay. Sorry, appreciate it.